This is Gemara Bamitzia Daf Mem Vav, and all the learning should be an incredible schus for Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael that unfortunately is increasingly Nesunim Batsaru Vashivya Besiat Dishmaya, the Koyach HaTaira should bring only Yeshua. He says, well, that's tonight's shiur has been sponsored as a schus Refua Shlema for Friday Miriam Batsara Besiat Dishmaya. The improvements should improve, and ultimately she should see a complete refuah shalema. We're holding five lines from the bottom, Memhei Amid Beis. And in the previous shiur on the top of the Amid, we quoted a machlekes Rav and Levi, whether matbeya nase chalipin or ein matbeya nase chalipin. That discussion, which took us for the duration of Amid Beis, was whether the matbeya, the coin, can be the item utilized in the chalipin. That instead of giving over the handkerchief, the pen, the yarmulke, you're utilizing a coin as that vehicle. Now, says Rav Papa, five lines from the bottom, a almost first cousin to that shaila, Amar Rav Papa, filu leman damer, ein matbeya nase chalipin. Even according to the opinion that says that a coin cannot be used for chalipin, it cannot effect the chalipin, can't be the vehicle. But says Rav Papa, aknuye miknu bechalipin, it could be acquired via chalipin. You could acquire a coin via kinyan sodar with a chalipin. Why midi ave apere lirav Nachman, like the peiros of Rav Nachman? What does that mean? Continues the Gemara. Peira lirav Nachman lav aval gav deinu lav di chalipin. Even though peiros cannot be utilized as the vehicle for chalipin, yet aknuy makni bechalipin tevanami loishna. A coin, a tiva, should be no difference. So says the Gemara, says Rav Papa, coin should be the same as the payers of Rav Nachman. Let's take a moment and look at Rashi. Rashi, about 10 lines to the bottom, first one is Mishekenegdai, Mide Ave Aperis. The Rav Nachman called Davar Sheino Kli Karoi Peri. Anything which is not a Kli is called Peri, like Ave Chalipin, Upligi Rav Sheishes. Rav Nachman, like, come on, a machlekes that we had about a week ago, b'shmeitz. The Rama Rav Nachman, all davka ksev sheikli v'lo shem davar sheinai kli yois chalipin. Umaydeho sheikol davar shekineged akli nigne b'chalipin akli tersev lekayim kol davar. Alma, what do we see? We're reading Rashi, six lines to the bottom. Afal gav de peri layavdi chalipin liknoi shekinegdoi, yet Niknehu bechalipin, it itself could be kind of with chalipin shal kli. Mekiyun shemashach bala peiros is a kli, nikneh peiros labala kli. So says Rav Papa, just like, according to Rav Papa, a peri fruit cannot be the vehicle for chalipin, but it could be kind of with chalipin, says Rav Nachman, cash is the same thing. Meisve asked the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. Says the Braisa, Yoimir Bagorain. Someone is standing in the granary, Vein Biyadai Ma'is, and he has no cash. Yoimir Chaveiroi. He says to his friend, Ari Peiros Halalu, Nisun Lachavi Matana. These fruits are given to you as a gift. V'chayzer V'oimir. So he gives his friend fruit, and then what does he do? As we turn over to Memvav Amid Aleph, and then he says, these fruits, which are now no longer his, and now are ostensibly his friends, they are mechulal onto the coins that I have in my house. Now, what he's trying to do here is, the halacha is that when you redeem your own peiros meiser sheni, you have to add on an extra chaimish. So this guy wants to do, so he wants to give it to someone else to get out of that extra chaimish. So says the Braisa, he could do it. But now is where the raya comes from, two lines down, Memvavam in Aleph. Time, Odim Biyadai Ma'is. It sounds like only because he has no cash, therefore he could do this. Hayim Yesh Biyadai Ma'is. Let's say he had cash. Why does he not transfer ownership of them to his friend through Mashicha? Uparik. And then his friend can redeem the Meiser Sheni. It's the same end result. I have 100 bucks. If I redeem my own fruit, I have to add on an extra fifth. That he doesn't want to do. So great, I'll take my 100 bucks. I'll give it to you. You now have the $100. You redeem my fruit. And the halacha is now you don't have to add on that extra fifth because you're now redeeming your own fruits. The halacha yadif. Because this would be better. Why? The havalei nachri. Because then he's clearly an outsider. And it's less level of shtick. As Rashi says, he lines out, chavir nechro li kabe maiser, v'kino bebe maiseroi. So now what's the kasha? Articulates the Gemara. If you're going to tell me, if you're going to tell me that you could acquire coins via chalipin, that the coin can't be the vehicle, but you could make an acquisition on the coin via chalipin, let the other guy be coining the money, agav sodor, let him redeem. So says the Gemara, seemingly you cannot give over the money to the other guy in such a mannerism. Answers the Gemara, no, that's not the reason. There's a technical problem. The last lay sunder, he doesn't have a handkerchief. Jose, okay, v'nikdin lay agav karka, be kind of tim with land, last lay karka. Says the Gemara, v'aymin v'garanay kutani, it says you're standing in your granary. V'gayrin she'enoy shaloi. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Ve'ichvil Tana Lashmina, the Tana went out of its way to teach us a case of a gavra irtaloi, the less lave like lom, a person wearing no clothing that has nothing. Can you so agree with my shirt, can be with my pants? I don't have to give it to you, it's with the item. So says the Gemara, if it said Leslie Sud, that means he's wearing no clothing. So the Tana goes through this convoluted case. Rather, it makes more sense, proves the Gemara, which is Akasha on Rav Papa, El Alav, 12 lines down. The first one in line is Klum. Shema Mina, Ein Matbea, Nigna Bechalipin, Shema Mina. Says the Gemara, this is a Raya, you cannot be Koine, Peirois via Chalipin, and says the Gemara that indeed, Vaf Rav Papa, Hadar Bey, even Rav Papa himself, who we started with today saying, that Rav Papa said, even though you cannot use the cash as the handkerchief, but you could be kind of the cash with a handkerchief, says the Gemara, Rav Papa himself is chayzer. He had Rav Papa havle treisa alfe dinner be chayzai. Rav Papa himself, there was a story that he had 12,000 dinarim in the city of chayzai. And he gave these coins to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, utilizing a kinyan agav through the threshold of his house. When Rav Shmuel came back, Rav Papa was so happy, went all the way back to Tavach to meet him. So proves the Gemara that even Rav Papa himself must hold, you cannot give over the money with this sodder, because if he held that, he would have done such. Says the Gemara, and guess what? So a whole slew of Amorayim that joined the bandwagon to teach us let's be careful. We just finished saying Ein Matbea Nikneh B'Chalipin. Now we're going back. Now we're going back to the discussion of yesterday, which is what? Whether the coin can be the vehicle. Says the Gemara, Ula Ravasi, Rabbi Ravchan, Rav Yechlan, will hold that the coin, Ein Matbea Nasa Chalipin, the coin cannot be the vehicle for the Chalipin. Ask the Gemara, Isvei Rav Abba Ula. Asks Ula again, Ula was the first of this list at all that you cannot utilize the coin can act as a handkerchief. Ask Rav Abba, if someone has a donkey driver workers asking for him for food for their wages in the marketplace. So the Balabais, the one that has to pay them, says to the Shulchani, give me some cash. So that with the cash, I could pay up the workers that will need. Va'ani alecha yafa diner who traces me ma'is sheyesh li bebesi. And what? I will go, v'ani ele lecha, and I will elevate, I will bring up. What will I bring up? Yafei dinar who traces me ma'is sheyesh li bebesi. From the coins I have at home. So what's the halacha? What is the halacha in this case? Im yesh lo ma'is mutter vim lav aser. So we have an interesting case over here. This guy is in the marketplace. He has to pay up his work. So he tells the Shulchani, give me some cash. And he says, I'll pay you back. So says the Gemara, if he has some coins in his house, then he's allowed to do this. If not, he's not allowed to do this. So now proves the Gemara v'isal g'daitach, according to you, Ula, ein matbea nas chalipin. If you hold that you cannot utilize the cash as a chalipin, so what's the problem? Havale halva. So that, excuse me, what happens is, so then, even if I have the cash at home, it's a regular halva, it's a regular loan, vaser. How am I allowed to do this? This should be a classical case that I'm borrowing an item and I'm paying him back, the dinar of the treses, and therefore we're having a case that he's paying him back more, which is a classical case of ribis, nothing fancy. He's getting A and he's paying back A plus B. He's paying back extra. So how would that be allowed? Vishtik, Ishtik says the Gemara, they asked this kasha and Ula was quiet. Amar lei, Rav Abba said to Ula, Dilma aidi v'aidi bebrutata yishanu. Dileka alayu teva. Maybe what we're referring to over here is we're talking about prutatis. What are prutatis? So we'll look at Rashi. We'll let Rashi explain. Rashi is about 10 lines from the wide lines. Rashi says, Ma'is shal nechayshesh imadayin b'loy tzura kin asimoyin shal kesef. They're copper discs. They're coins that don't have a tzura yet. So it says the Gemara, maybe what's going on over here is we're dealing with prutatis. Maybe what we're dealing with is we're dealing with coins that aren't yet in circulation. That's what the money changer is giving him. And that's what he's going to pay him back. V'ed, v'ed, peirahave. And maybe they both have the status of peiri. And because they both have a status, I apologize, strictly camera issues here. Because they both have a status of peiri, says the Gemara, that's the reason that what? Umishamachi, that last detail was so important, which was what? Niknu b'chalipin. And that's the reason why they're being kinda with chalipin. Because they're not coins. They're rather these copper discs. Amar le'in. So said Ula, that was the case. And that's the reason why it's not a kasha. Again, Ula was of the opinion that ein matbea nas chalipin. We had a kasha from this case because if you can't utilize the matbea as a chalipin, then you have a good old-fashioned ribis. Responds the Gemara, we're talking about a case where it's not cash. It's brutatais, and that's why you could, yes, do chalipin with it. Dekanami says the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya. Dekatani yofa dinner or trace us. Loikatani yofa utresas. Shema mina, that what? It's a yofa dinner and a tresas. So we see that it's talking about a coin that doesn't yet, it's not yet in the circulation. Ravashi Omar says, Ravashi loilam bidam. Really, it's talking about cash. Upir frutatis. Kima de isle nase koimer. This is the second teretz. Says the Gemara, really, we're talking about bidamim uprutatis. But because he has money in his own house, and I'm sure everyone was wondering, why was that detail relevant? Who cares? We said if he has money in his own house, he could do it. Says the Gemara, because here is a large yesoid heter in the world of ribbis. This will come back to us in a very, very large way. B'siyata d'shmaya, that what? We make it that he said, lend me until my son comes, until I find the keys. Meaning because he has his own stuff, we can make it as if he's paying him back already and therefore there's no ribis issue. So we had a kasha and Ula, and the Gemara deflects the kasha. Says the Gemara Toshema. Let's try again. Kol anaseh bedamim, said the Mishnah, four lines on the bottom. Be'achar ki mishdach zeh nischayev zeh bechalip. Anything used as payment for something else, once one guy has been zeich on it, naseh nischayev zeh bechalipin, the other party has to pay for the exchange. Kol anaseh damim be'achar mayni. What does that mean, these cryptic words? Anything which is utilized in payment for something else, it's a matbeya. And we see clearly the matbeah is utilized in the chalipin, a kasha, an ula, a kasha, and all the amarayim. Over Rabbi Yehuda, achikamar, no kasha, as we turn over to memvav amidbeis. Kol hanisho madamim ba'acher. You know what the Mishnah meant? Anything which is assessed, which is evaluated as cash on something else. Then, Kivin shezocha zeh, since this guy is zeichan it, nischayiv zeh bechalipin, the other one is obligated in the chalipin. Before we see the raya to this, let's take a moment to see the tap Rashi. Kol anishim damim ba'achar, kol sheregilim lashem ha'isai, kishen naisin ha'isai damim, that we evaluate when you give cash ba'achar da'ainu. Kol ha'mitaltalim, ba'odom l'sitim damim b'chifetz acher, darkon l'shayim v'nikama yinas nan loy. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about not cash. Mamish, the exact opposite. We're talking about something that is utilized in lieu of cash. Says the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya. Hachi nami mistavra, this is logical. In the second line of Mevavim Veis. Midiktani seifa. What did the end of the Mishnah say? Kisarich levshar b'chbara. The end of that Mishnah discussed performing a chalip in an exchange of different items. Shema Mina, so says the Gemara, that's a beautiful raya that we're not talking about cash. The love matveya askinon, says the Gemara, there's such a gavaldika teretz, l'may disalka daitame kara, and that which we thought originally, matveya, my ketzad, how do you learn the end of the Mishnah? Hachi kamar. The end of the Mishnah, you have to insert a little bit of an introductory phrase. Operi nami avdi chalipin. You have to introduce that a peri as well could be utilized as chalipin. Ketzad, how is that possible? Hech liv shar b'barach amar b'shar. That's going to be the case that it works, but it's Miamish talking about a split. The beginning would be talking about matbeya, and then the end is talking about something else. But says the Gemara, that is a raya that Mishnah has nothing to do with a matbeya. Continues the Gemara. So one detail which has been clear so far, which is that any time we're utilizing a regular item, then it could, yes, be used as chalipin. Says the Gemara, like we just saw, shar bipar, chamar bishar, where you changing one animal for the next could work. So Hanichal Rav Sheshes to Amar Peiri Avdi Chalipin. Says the Gemara, this is all good and dandy. 10 lines down, first one line is Peiri. According to Rav Sheshes, that he holds that a Peiri could be utilized as Chalipin. But asks the Gemara, Rav Nachman to Amar Kli in Avul Peiri Loi. Rav Nachman holds you cannot use Peiris in Chalipin. Avul Peiri Loi Avdi Chalipin. My Ketzad. So how is Rav Nachman going to learn the end of that Mishnah when the Mishnah said, Ichlev shar bipara? Says the Gemara, Hachi kamar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Yesh damim shein kechalipin. That there are times that money is like chalipin. Ketzad, Ichlev demei shar bipara, demei chamar bishar. And says the Gemara, so you have to introduce it, talking about the demei, the value. My time with Rav Nachman. Where does Rav Nachman get this day in that chalipin could only be done with a kli, but not with a peri? Savala ki Rav Yochanan, says the Gemara, he holds like Rav Yochanan, which we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, that Amar that says, Devar Taira Mo'is Kanis, Midaraisa, money is a Kenyan. Omit Neima Amru Mishicha Kaine. What is the reason why they said that Mishicha is a Kenyan, Gezeira Shema Yomer Lohi, Nisr Fuchitech Abaliyah. It's a din derabanan. There's a concern that if I pay you cash, and with that it's a full-fledged Kenyan, and I don't have to do anything else, and then the produce is sitting in your backyard, you have no reason to be careful with that produce. You can let it go up in flames. It's of no relevance to you. So comes along Chazal and they said, no. Yes, Mashiach is kind of midaraisa, but midrabanan, excuse me, yes, kesef is kind of midaraisa. Midrabanan, you have to Mashiach. So as long as the merchandise is sitting in your house, it's in your best interest to watch them. Why? Because if the value changes, you're going to be able to back out because I didn't do the Mashiach yet. And therefore, milsa de shchicha gazu beirabanan, milsa de loy shchicha loy gazu beirabanan, they only made the gezeira on that which is shchiach. And therefore, when it comes to a case, in the case of the Mishnah Kedushin of the Mechamar Bishar, that's going to be the case that kesef will work. But in a regular case, you're going to have to do mishicha. And that's going to be the shita of Rav Yoichanan. Of Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish. Going back to Reish Lakish. Tamar, smack middle of the Amid. The first line is Bei Rabbanan. According to Reish Lakish, Amar Mashicha Mifuresh is Minatayra. Reish Lakish argues. Reish Lakish says that Midaraisa Mashicha works. So Hani Chisav like Rav Sheshes. So now it makes sense if he holds like Rav Sheshes. That what you could do chalipin with peri mitaritz like Rav Sheshes. So it's very good. Chalipin could be done with peiris, also not just a keli, and mishicha is a regular kini midaraisa. However, if Reish Lakish alisaver loker on Nachman teomar peri loyavdi chalipin umatbea loykani, and you can't be kinder with the matbea. Why? Because Reish Lakish holds that mishicha is midaraisa and not kasef. Hechim mitaritz la, says the Gemara al karcha kerav sheishes mitaritz la, must be that Reish Lakish holds like Rav Sheshes. Now, it's not necessarily a kasha, but that is how the Gemara ends. We're going to finish the shiur, going back full circle, that we're going to figure out whether a matbeya, number one, matbeya nasa chalipin, nikne bechalipin, etc. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, kol ha-metalten koinezeze, v'yama Reish Lakish, v'afilu kiz male mois, because male mois, that you could do a chalipin with a wallet full of cash, for a wallet full of cash, that will be a good kinyan. So what do we see? We see that, number one, you could utilize matbeya as the vehicle for chalipin, and number two, you could be kinda the matbeya for with a chalipin. Says the Gemara, Tirguma Rav Acha, Bedinar Anka Vanigra. Talking about dinner anka negro, what does that mean? It says the Gemara, echad shepasalta imalchos, vechad shepasalta medina. We're not talking about regular cash, and therefore there's no riot or discussion at all. We're talking about coins that are disqualified by the government, disqualified by the larger medina. Osricha, we need to learn both of them. The ashmina, 10 lines from the bottom. Pasalta malchos, I would have thought Mishon Losagi Klal, you can't use them at all. The kingdom enlarged, says Pasal. Pasalta Medina, if your particular Medina said it's no good, then what? Sagli Medina, Achrit, you can use another Medina, Imakati, Matvei, who sells the din of a coin. Vein Matvei, and Igdeva Chalipin, so the Chiddush is it does. Viashin, Pasalta Medina, I would have thought Mishon Losagi, Loi Betin of Loi Befarasia, can't use it at all. Ava Pasalta Malchos, Sagli Betina, there's always the black market that you can use the coins that the government said they're null and void. Maybe at some level it's a coin. That's what we had to learn both cases. Pick it up from Rabba Maravuna the next year. Amir to Hashem.